Oh, Morina.
Happy Monday.
Oh, how was your Monday feeling? How are you feeling? I've had a very big weekend. Well, no, a very restful weekend. Big on rest. Very big on rest. I had a huge week. I had the best week last week. I was all over the place. I had the best time. And there was a bloody storm. And then I ended up in Wellington Airport and there was no planes. And then I ended up trying to get into Tauranga very late. Finally got to Tauranga. Then, I don't know, I was like the bad weather witch last week because then I ended up heading for Christchurch and I worked in Christchurch and then I worked in Akaroa and the roads were flooded and taken out and we were literally waiting to get the go-ahead that the road was going to be open that we could even go to get through to this event. And it was a very big week and I met the coolest people. God, I met some cool people. Had a really fun time. So that was nice, but I was a bit pooped because I wasn't quite up to the match fitness, the lugging the big suitcase. Oh, planes, trains and automobiles, all that stuff. Anyway, lots of fucking around, like with the rental cars and all the things. But anyway, I am back home and I've spent most of the weekend just blobbing out. And then I've got very fucking crafty. I've been crafting, been embroidering. I do love embroidering. I'm definitely in a fabric phase at the minute. So I've been doing that all weekend. And now I'm looking at my week and I'm pretty excited. I've got lots of lovely things on this week and not too hectic. So I've got lots of lovely meetings. I'm doing two podcasts this week. One is a women's podcast for middle-aged women. One is my podcast, Business Matters, I'm doing with my friend Pete. And we've already released two episodes out into the world if you're into business. We've done sales and we've done the importance of belief when you're in business. So business belief and business sales. And one comes out every fortnight. So that's exciting. And it's going really well. People like it. So it's nice when you make something and people like it, you know. I think that's nice. And then I debuted on Substack and I'm very big on writing. I fucking love writing. So I'm doing lots and lots of writing. If you want to hear more about my writing, you should go to Substack and find me there. And I've had all these people pay. Like, oh my God. You know, like, I mean, I am a published author, so people do pay for my writing. But it's kind of lovely when you get a notification that, and it doesn't say this, but in my mind it goes, you're really good and I love listening to you and I'm going to fucking give you some money. And I go, that's lovely. You know, we should all be able to get paid for doing what we like to do and what we're good at. So I'm very excited about that. And so the cool thing about Substack is it's a really good program or platform if you want to control what you're seeing. So if you follow people and you enjoy their stuff and you like their writing, if you follow them on Substack, you get all of their stuff. You don't just get what an algorithm sends you, like 10% of it. Because like if you follow me on Instagram, you probably see 10 or 20% of the shit I post. Whereas if you follow me on Substack, you get every single thing that I write. So that's, there you go, that's the Substack plug. But it's good. I'm enjoying it and I'm enjoying reading on it. And I'm coming across all kinds of people because when you go in the platform, you tell them what you're into and then it comes back and goes, oh, you might like this person. And you're like, oh, matter of fact, I do. So I've been following all kinds of people on there, which is also very inspiring and good for my head diet. So lots of podcasts. My daughter moved into her flat on the weekend. Moved into her flat. She's all big and grown. And now there's just one baby and he's only at home for another month. And then he's moving out too. And so we're doing cooking lessons. And I've been teaching him to cook. I taught him to make a bacon and egg pie and he's mastered that. So yes, he must be able to cook himself good hearty meals. So that's what we're doing. We're doing cooking tonight. That's what we're doing after he's got a physio appointment because his back's buggered, but that's another story. And then Tuesday, what have I got? Oh, meetings. I've got some mentoring some lovely humans, which is very nice. I've got a craft night Tuesday. Me and my friend have a group called the Crafty Cunts and we just sit and do whatever we want because that's what, when you're a cunt, that's what you do. But whatever you want, but we do it together. And so that's quite fun. And then Wednesday, I'm going to Auckland to be on the radio. I'm on the radio. And I'm going to whiz up to Auckland and do a radio interview and do some podcasty, filmy stuff, you know, gorgeous things. So that's quite fun. Just a day in Auckland. That'll be good. Just one day there and back. That's easy. And then, oh, Thursday, I've got more mentoring. I've got a massage. That's good. And I'm going line dancing. Line dancing is so much fun. I'm taking a friend to line dancing who has never done line dancing before. And it's a guy. And he's decided he's going to say no. He's saying yes to things this year. And so I'm helping him say yes to things. So we're going line dancing. How funny is that? He's a mate I went to school with and he's hilarious and I can't wait. So we're going to laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. I will need incontinence products for this line dancing because it's fucking going to be so funny. Do you know once someone came to a thing I went and she sent me an email afterwards and said, I laughed so hard, tears ran down my legs. And I thought, I think that's one of the nicest compliments. I laughed so hard, tears ran down my legs. I expect tears will be running down my legs when I get to watch my mate at line dancing on Thursday. That's going to be fun. And more podcasts and more meetings on Friday. And then I've got my beautiful friend's mother's memorial service. So she passed away, beautiful woman. And it's really lovely. For the memorial, we all have to take one flower, one beautiful, significant flower. I don't know what we're going to do with them, but I really like that. I think that's a really beautiful way to honor someone. And she grew flowers. Like, she was a magnificent gardener and grew flowers and sold them. Was just heaven. So yeah, and I loved her a lot. So that's going to be nice. It's always nice to honor people. I love a funeral. I think, you know, it's your last soiree. Everyone should go and eat, drink and be merry and just share stories and talk about all the love you had for that person. And I just think I don't think they're sad at all. I think they're lovely. I think it's a lovely way to honor someone. So I quite like a funeral. There you go. So that's what I'm doing. And interestingly, this week, my quote that I chose for my planner is a Brené Brown one of choosing courage over comfort. And I love that, eh? I love that zone. So we all have a comfort zone where you just do all the shit that you always do and you do the stuff that is normal and you do the stuff that everyone else does, and it's where mediocrity is in the comfort zone. And then outside of the comfort zone is the stretch zone. And that's where you have to step into courage. And courage is really cool because it's actually, the meaning of courage means to be scared and do it anyway. It's not to not be scared. Like, people go, oh no, I'm always scared, I don't have any courage. I'm like, no, you've got to be scared, do it anyway. Like, what are you scared to do? What's something right now that you're scared to do? And why don't you do it? What is something, like my friend going to line dancing? He's fucking petrified. I think it's hilarious. Like, what is something you're scared to do? Are you scared to try and cook something that you've never cooked before? Or it could be really small. Or it might be, I'm scared to apply for a really big fat job. Or I'm scared to ring someone who I think's angry at me. Or what else? I don't know. What are you scared? What are you worried about doing? Maybe you want to start writing on Substack and you're scared that no one will read your shit. Well, I think they will. I think they will. And, you know, when I put stuff out into the world, sometimes it's weird. It's like just into this big vacuum. And I met this beautiful Sarah. I met Sarah in the Koru Club in Christchurch. She came over to me and said, I fucking love your podcast. And I read your shit and I've got your book. And I was like, oh my God. And that took a lot of courage. Like, Sarah was sitting on the other side of the Koru Club. She didn't have to fucking talk to me. She could have just stayed doing her mahi on her laptop, whatever she was doing. But she got up out of her chair, walked across and said, hello, I'm Sarah. Oh my God, that makes me so happy. Like, I just love that, eh? She said, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm like, fuck, are you joking? You're not bothering me. I'm sitting here on my own and you're coming over to say nice things. Like, oh, kia ora to you, Sarah. Lovely. It was lovely. I just love it. Isn't it so nice when people say nice things? And it takes a lot of courage to, maybe that's what you could do this week. You could just give someone a compliment. You could just walk up to them and go, I like your shoes. I think not many people give out compliments because we're nervous and we're scared and we don't say nice things. And so these little tiny acts of bravery that you could be doing, what's a little act of bravery? How could you choose courage over comfort? So make yourself slightly uncomfortable just for a minute. Because Sarah, I hadn't met Sarah before. She might have just come over and said, oh, hi, I really like your pot. And I might have been a fucking rude bitch. Right. And so she had to jeopardize her comfort and being courageous. So I love that. And so if you're listening, Sarah, I like you a lot. Thank you for coming over. And everyone I met, oh, I just had the very best time in Akaroa. If you were in Akaroa with me, I loved it. We had so much fun. You know, accountants are not boring. I'm just going to say that. Accountants, so much fun. Had a lot of laughs, a lot of laughs over a couple of days, and that was lovely. So I hope you have a lovely week. I hope you be courageous. Go do something that's a bit scary. I like the idea of that. Something that just freaks you out a little bit. What is something you could do that would give you the wobbles for a couple of minutes? Go do it. Go somewhere new. Talk to someone new. Approach someone you don't know. Give someone a compliment. Do something. Write something. Send something. Apply for something. Ask for something. All the somethings. There you go. Happy Monday. See you soon. We'll be right back.